Ladies and gentlemen, I came to Dublin expecting to stay here for 4 days in order to oversee the publication of my life story, but I have now been here for a month. I escaped from slavery 7 years ago, but even in the northern states of America, the so-called free states, I, as a fugitive slave, was liable to be hunted at any moment like a felon and to be hurled into the terrible jaws of slavery. I was denied the privileges and courtesies common to others, caricatured, scorned, scoffed, mocked, and maltreated with impunity by anyone, no matter how black his heart, if he had a white skin. I gaze around in vain for one who will question my equal humanity, claim me as his slave, or offer me an insult, but I look in vain. But now, behold the change. I have crossed 3,000 miles of the perilous deep ocean. Instead of the bright blue sky of America, I'm covered with the soft gray fog of the Emerald Isle. I had been in Dublin but a few days when a gentleman of great respectability kindly offered to conduct me through all the public buildings of this beautiful city. And a little afterwards, I found myself dining with the Lord Mayor of Dublin. I can truly say I have spent some of the happiest moments of my life since landing in this country.